This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's December 17th, 2018, on this Monday Global Edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours in the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others. You know, I'm sitting back looking at all these different stories that I have to cover. And the first one that sticks out with all the things happening around the world is a story that's top linked up on DrudgeReport.com. That's China and Russia perform controversial experiments to modify the atmosphere. Now, isn't that funny? Because China and Russia admit that they can control the atmosphere. And when you look at the antenna array at the Sura base, it's identical, basically, in its design to HARP. And so we should probably get Dr. Nick Begich back up in the near future, who first really started talking about it 25, 30 years ago. It's just frustrating to know there's all this weather modification going on and have the Department of Defense admitting it back in 1997 and have international treaties from 1978 prohibiting both aerial spraying to manipulate atmosphere on a mass scale as a weapon, but also manipulating it using antenna arrays. So we talk about this, and they always have key people come out in pop culture, not just in news, and say, Alex Jones is crazy. You know, he doesn't believe there's such a thing as condensation trails, which are totally real, from ice crystals. He thinks every trail you see behind an airplane is a chemtrail. And that is not what I'm saying. But the truth is, you can take heavily traveled jet corridors and with ionizing radiation from these antenna arrays, they have now all over the world, you can then create nuclei and make it rain or not make it rain. So basically, they're microwaving the atmosphere from the bottom. They're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts at the top. They've got patents where it can be added to the jet fuel and put out via the jet turbine engines, and the airline doesn't even know. They just agreed to buy fuel from a certain place. And this is a fact. And it's emblematic of everything else we cover and everything else we do here that this is an admitted system. Just like there's an admitted world government. There's an admitted plan to break up our families. There's an admitted plan to open up our borders. And you sit back and you watch this unfold, and the public are treated like children. It's like the Telecommunications Act of 1996. It made it law, and they signed other treaties, so it became a global convention. But by 2000, all cell phones would be triangulated via GPS, using cell towers, and that would be used for geolocation and surveillance. It obviously has a lot of normal commercial uses, like when you're driving somewhere in your car and the map tells you right where to go. But that's what's frustrating is they go, oh, Jones is crazy, there's no such thing. And then, of course, it all became true because it was a law. And now they've got it codified into these regulations that they're listening to you inside your house with AI computer recording everything and databasing that, even if you don't authorize it or even know it's happening. And 5G is coming out, where even the Centers for Disease Control, the Department of Energy, the LA Times, the New York Times go, oh, yeah, this does give you cancer, but we're just doing it. It's beyond secondhand smoke. So I don't want to just get up here and bitch and complain about things, but that's what's going on. And it's a plan, and the system knows it's hurting us. The system knows what's taking place. The system knows what's unfolding. We have to ask ourselves as a culture and a society, what are they doing we don't know about? And who in the world is running this thing?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You get phone calls you just got to take. And that was one of them. We're live here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget David Knight with the David Knight Show doing a wonderful job informing the planet. 8 a.m. Central until 11 a.m. Central. And then, of course, the War Room with the amazing Owen Schroyer. He really is amazing. And Roger Stone. A lot of big, interesting things happening, obviously, behind the scenes. I'll be able to reveal to you in the near future. There is so much that I want to cover today. I want to be as judicious about this as I can to make sure we do get to cover it all. But if you just joined us in the first little segment, I got into the fact that, the Smithsonian is reporting and the Daily Mail is reporting and a bunch of other publications are reporting China and Russia are working together to heat the atmosphere for weather control using large antenna arrays on the ground directed by satellites in space. And they're just like the HAARP system that we've been talking about for 23 years here on air, that Dr. Dick Begich has been talking about for 27 years. And that we've all been demonized for talking about, even though I had the director of HAARP on one time. They had an Air Force colonel on the line watching what he could say, but this fellow was proud of his work, so he wanted to come on the show. He was a listener. We had to find that interview. That's from like 15 years ago. And he said, we can even ignite the atmosphere with these antennas. And the colonel comes on during the break and says, "That's it, doctor, no more." Click. So the head of HAARP thought that he could just come on the show and assuage everyone's fears, but the Air Force colonel in charge of the situation did not think that was the case. And that's just one more thing. Every few minutes when I'm going through stacks of news, but every few hours without even trying, there's all these things that are happening that are admitted that for decades they denied. And then now they're just in the news, just admitting it. It's very, very frustrating to know that hydrofluorosilicic acid lowers your IQ, lowers fertility, and acts as a toxic adjuvant or booster to other toxins and chemicals and drugs in the body. And I'm not just up here bitching and complaining about negative things just to do it. We should be asking ourselves, who are these technocrats? What's their plan? What are they building? Why are they like this? What are they planning to do to the atmosphere of the planet? What's the end game? because it's classified. There's a treaty from 1978 banning weather modification for military use that the U.S. is a signatory to. But this is all going on our relatively small planet. And just like I want to cause a public debate about this, I want to cause a public debate about why are they teaching worldwide 5-year-old children that they're really a different sex? Why are they feeding us GMO crops that they know, many of the newer crops especially, kill farm animals that eat them and cause mutations? Why are they pushing all these deadly vaccines on us? Why are they spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts into the atmosphere? What's really going on? And you can talk about the 5G and talk about governments pushing and moving to make all the bartending and waiters and restaurants and factories and surgeons be robots. But we know there's an end game to make humans obsolete, to take control of resources by governments and corporations, and to establish a system that is inducive to massive population reduction. And you can add, well, we're a small planet, there are too many people, we're lazy, we're stupid, not living on a planet where we're forced to do a lot of work makes us more decadent. So let's go ahead and just remove the population. But the system's doing everything it can to make sure the public is as decadent and dumbed down as possible, to be able to then set the precedent and the atmosphere, both literally and figuratively, to remove us. So there's a big plan, and we ain't in it. And that's what's even more concerning, is that what we're talking about is reality. It's not our opinion. It's not something that we just wish it was one way or wish it wasn't the other. You can sit there and try to interpret globalism at different levels. You can sit there and try to look at the good side of it or the bad side of it. But when you get right down to brass tacks, this world government being set up is extremely vicious, extremely ruthless, extremely bloodthirsty, and creates horrible byproducts everywhere it goes, and is making us weaker and stupider, and is actually hurting the earth with all the open-air genetic engineering and the chemtrailing and the geoengineering and everything they're doing isn't just hurting humans. It's assaulting our very atmosphere to a negative effect for all life. It's assaulting our oceans. It's assaulting the entire genetic memory bank of the planet. In short, the New World Order is a weapon system, a planetary terraforming operation, genetically changing the planet's genetic makeup, changing the atmosphere's makeup, changing the tectonic activity of the planet, changing the oceans, changing all life, changing the radiological background, changing the magnetic background with all of the 3G and 4G and 5G and all the rest of it. And you can see it, you can feel it, you can smell it. And every metric, every measurement, every gauge, every heads-up display we've got, every observation we see shows this modern system is doing one thing, killing us. Some bad, 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 bad people are in charge of this. And you could write a lot of science fiction books about who's really running it and what the end game is, but I can tell you this. I got a pretty good idea. Because there's a lot of cleaner technologies, there's a lot of better technologies that the globalists go out of their way to ignore while they claim they run the entire environmental global movement and that they want to give you clean energy, so they ignore all the bad toxins and all the serious problems and say that carbon dioxide, the one thing that really cleans the atmosphere like oxygen and water and sunlight, one of the four pillars of life on terra firma, is under constant assault. And now the Green Movement says, cut down trees to stop carbon. Now trees are bad. We're going to go to break and then look at some of the other contemporary things developing. Like, oh, the Guatemalan girl, seven, died being brought across to the U.S. border over 2,000 miles. It's not her mother's fault. It's not the caravan group that organized them's fault. No, it's not her fault for committing the crimes. No, it's America's fault when you take your child across a 200-mile stretch of desert through the most deadly smugglers the planet's ever seen. Amazing. That's coming up next segment. Please do not forget, I want to thank you all for your amazing support, that you can do all your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and miss the traffic, the crowds, and get amazing deals, the biggest of our history. Every order, whether it's a $7.50 tube of fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine, or whether it's DNA Force Plus, you all get a free T-shirt, free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50 to 75% off. So many of these are beyond loss leaders. We're just year-end clearance, and I really appreciate all your support, but this is a great way to get your orders in by the 19th, and you're guaranteed to get delivery, ladies and gentlemen. Guaranteed to get delivery before Christmas.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Man, I'm looking at these headlines that are up at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and of course DrudgeReport.com. Russia and China band together on experiment to modify atmosphere. It's already been going on forever. It's just like our HARP technology. Russia sought to divide Americans by race, religion, and ideology on socials. And they invested $4,000, supposedly, to do it compared to Hillary's billions. This is all red herrings. Scientists developing AI to combat hate speech. Tool for flagging prejudice. So the Southern Poverty Law Center programs this and then automatically blocks you if you say you don't want open borders. Where you say you don't want to have third world populations brought here that are unskilled to then be politicized and turn into a political army and put on welfare. There's just so much to get to on that front. And that brings us to our next point. We're going to have a pastor joining us who was a Muslim. He converted to Christianity. He tried to go to Mall of America, which I've been there, resembles a bazaar in Pakistan. And he was arrested for trying to hand out Christian literature. But the Muslims are allowed to proselytize all they want. Because here in the West, we're supposed to bend over backwards to anything that destroys Christianity and free speech for Christians or conservatives. And that leads us to this next point that I mentioned earlier. Guatemalan girl, 7, likely died of septic shock after boarding border crossing. The media had said that she died of dehydration, so because the Border Patrol didn't give her enough water. But what she really died of was her mother taking her the 2,000-mile journey from Guatemala and the aid groups that lied to them about how to get across. And again, her mother that took her on this deadly, dangerous, illegal trek that only a crazy maniac would do. But it doesn't matter. All over the news, the headlines since Friday are Trump murdered little girl. Border Patrol murdered little girl. That if we have a border, this is murdering people. In fact, open borders veto opposes wall because it's killing people. You mean third world collapsed countries are killing each other? The number of people dying at the U.S.-Mexico border in some years has grown, O'Rourke said. And then he goes on to blame America. We're going to play some audio of that in a moment, but it's just outrageous. Hospital officials who treated a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, bless her heart, who died in U.S. Border Patrol custody, said she appears to have died from a sepsis shock. According to most detailed timeline of her death, released by the Department of Homeland Security, autopsy results show that will provide the officials cause of death were still pending early today. The statement released by DHS elaborated on what happened to Jacqueline Kale McQuinn in the hours after she and her father were apprehended by federal authorities and she became ill. She and her father, Neri Gilberto Cruz, were picked up by U.S. authorities with a group of 163 migrants on December 6th in a remote stretch of the New Mexico desert near Antelope Wells Port of Entry. Hours later, after being put on a bus to Border Patrol station, she began vomiting and died December 8th at a hospital in El Paso, Texas. So you're taking your daughter across some of the most deadly stretches of desert where they're just, they found hundreds of, well, they haven't found, hundreds of thousands have gone missing. The government of Mexico admits 200,000 have been killed the last decade, hundreds of thousands missing, and they've dug up tens of thousands of mass graves over the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California border. I mean, you can't shake a stick and not find a grave or a mass grave or skeletons and skulls. I mean, it is beyond road warrior, as I call it. Just absolutely fantastical in a horrible way. And again, they do the initial health screening, and they're just bringing in all these people, and they're just coming across the border, pouring in. But this one girl dies, and it's all of our collective faults. Not our country's fault, not our dad's fault, not the corruption's fault, not the bacteria's fault. It's your fault as an American. You're the bad person. So we're going to be looking more into this as more details come out. But just the exercise of the media, the controlled corporate media, instantly when she died last week saying, this is Trump's fault. You know, they faked the picture of Trump standing over the little girl crying, said she was taken from her mother, which she wasn't. Her mother routinely comes up out of Central America. For what reason, we're not sure. And then she goes back, but she uses the children as a human shield. But that's okay. Her husband said she should be arrested, but no. It's all of our collective faults. By the way, I went and saw this weekend The Mule with Clint Eastwood, and I got to say, it's definitely one of his best movies. And you get to see it for yourself because it's very sophisticated. It starts out where you think, oh, my God, he really is old. He really is, looks like he's about 100 years old. But then you see that he's basically playing the part of that. It's very, very interesting. And you see him flare up into the old Clint Eastwood. This is a perfect swan song. Was it 8 years ago he came out with Gran Torino? He said he wouldn't be on camera again, but he's back. And I think this is probably his swan song. I'm predicting this will be the last film he's in. But I don't know. He's so good in it, maybe they'll convince him to be in more. But it's just such a good script. And the thing is very powerful. You hardly ever go to movies anymore and get really satisfied watching them. And it was just very satisfying. And, you know, he's a little wilder, too. Clint Eastwood's never done anything like this in a movie. I'm going to leave it at that. Well, he is involved in two threesomes, so I'm not really into stuff like that, but it's pulled off nicely, and it's very, very interesting, and it's kind of a story of loving life versus, not loving life, and it's kind of a Robin Hood story. In fact, it is. It hasn't been said. Let me tell you, it is a Robin Hood story. That's all coming up as well, and then NBC anchors irritated. Federal judge ruled Obamacare unconstitutional. Of course it is. To have a mandate that you've got to buy something from a private company? And then the price goes up, because if you got to buy it, the price is going to go up. That's coming up as well. The left always worships federal judges until they don't do what they want. And now Obama says that Trump's making law through judges. No, that's what the left does. Under a strict constructionist, any judge would throw this out. You can't make somebody buy a private service. You know, we've seen it with insurance and so many other things. It's a very un-American, very dangerous road to go down. Well, you got to be responsible. There's more than one way to do that. Are the illegal aliens responsible? Oh, no, they don't have to be, but citizens all do. We'll be right back on the other side, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We are the most censored, most lied about, most demonized broadcast in the world for good reason. We're dropping truth bombs right over the target.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ramin Partha is our guest till the end of the hour. We see these news headlines from Europe where if a Swede or a German or a Christian or anybody complains about being physically assaulted, anything, they get arrested. And we see judges ruling in Sweden and other areas that the Islamists that have brought in are allowed to even rape women. They say, well, we're not going to give them any prison time. They're learning our culture. And it's the leftist feminists that are bringing them in. Why is that in my view? It's because it will clash with Christianity. It will create a divided culture. But now, more and more, we see the UK and others announcing, if you even criticize Islam, you will be arrested. And then you have the big famous case of the woman who was given the death penalty in Pakistan for being a Christian, and then that was commuted, but now she has a fatwa out. They're trying to kill her. She's asked for asylum in the UK. And Theresa May said, no, it would offend Muslims. So there is a leftist move all the world that if you offend Muslims in any way, you get arrested. And that includes if you're a Christian and you try to talk to them about Christianity. So we are adopting their Sharia law. And they're even pushing that in places like Europe. There's the headline. Theresa May blocked asylum application for Pakistani Christian locked up for blasphemy despite UK playing host to hijackers, extremists, and rapists. Yes, they give free council estates. That's houses to returning ISIS fighters. So we're joined by our guest. Here's the headline. Trial pending for ex-Muslim Christian pastor arrested for sharing his testimony in Minnesota at the Mosque of America, formerly known as the Mall of America. Ramin Partha was born into a very large Shiite Muslim family shortly after the Iranian Revolution. His family was greatly impacted by the revolution. One of his brothers was killed. Most of his family possessions were taken. He was raised learning Islamic laws and made to practice strict religious traditions. He was tortured multiple times under suspicion of violating these strict religious laws and traditions. When his father died of a heart attack, he began to question his faith in Islam. He had no hope or purpose in life and became suicidal. At this time, he heard the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time. At first, he disagreed with what he was hearing, but later, upon asking Jesus to come into his heart, he felt the power of salvation come upon him. He fled Iran, ended up in Oklahoma, serving a local ministry. After graduating a small Bible college in 2011, he went to California, where he currently serves the Lord by preaching and training new disciples through a local church, television, and the Internet. And that's RaminParsa.org, RaminParsa.org. And it's good to have you on, Ramin. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex, for having me. Thanks for the opportunity.
Tell us what happened to you, why you were in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Mall of America, and what unfolded.
Well, I was, in fact, a few weeks prior to that, I was in Mexico. I was preaching the gospel. I was invited to speak in Mexico because I was told that many young men and women are turning to atheism because they're disappointed with Catholicism. So I went there and I shared my testimony at a few youth camps at a university and a few churches. And it was very powerful. And on the way back, our plane crashed. And I cried out to Jesus and I called on his name. And the Lord saved me and 102 other passengers. Nobody died. The plane burned to the ground. And 3 weeks later, I was in Minnesota, and I was greeted with a handcuff at the Mall of America because I was speaking in Minnesota. It was my first time in that state. I was there upon the invitation of a pastor who invited me actually a year prior to that, and I went there to speak at the church. After the church service, one of the elders and his 14-year-old son offered to show me the city and the mall, and they said, we're going to show you the biggest mall in North America, and I went there. We had no plan to go evangelize or advertise or solicit, as they call it. I was there in the mall, and I just ran to some Somali Muslims. We had a private, you know, casual conversation. You know, we asked each other, where are you from? And I told them, I'm originally from Iran, and they asked me if I'm a Muslim. I said, I used to be. I'm a Christian now. And they said, why? Why did you change? And as I began to explain to them, you know, my testimony, how and why I became a Christian, another Muslim lady who was not a part of the conversation, she overheard us, and she went and told the guard that this guy is harassing us, and this guy is, you know, attacking us. And then the guard came, and he said, he cannot do this here. It's illegal. He cannot solicit here. I said, well, I'm not soliciting. Even those two ladies who were listening to me, they said, we want to hear why he changed. And they got into an argument with each other, and we just said goodbye, and we walked away. We didn't want to make any problem. We walked away and went to a coffee shop. We got some coffee, and when we got out of the coffee shop, three guards were waiting for me, and they asked me to leave immediately. I said, why? They said, because you are soliciting. I said, no, I'm not. And I began to explain to them why I'm here. I said, I'm a guest here. I'm speaking at a church. I just came to see the mall. And as I was explaining to them, they arrested me. They handcuffed me from behind, and they took me to a mall jail underground. It was a basement. They took me to the basement, and they handcuffed both my hands to a metal chair that was bolted to the ground. And I couldn't believe that I'm in America. I mean, I was shocked. I've been arrested before in, you know, foreign countries, in, you know, tyrannies, in Turkey, in Iran. But it was shocking to see that this could happen in America. And that's when it happened.
Unfortunately, this is becoming far too common. I'm sure you heard my introduction. You can see it in the news every day. We're in Europe. If you even criticize Islam online, you get arrested. Now absolutely. Facebook's talking about banning basically all French rural people from having access because they said, quote, that started the Yellow Vest movement. There's this crackdown on free speech. And when Islam comes in, it doesn't put up with anybody preaching Christianity, as you know, in Iran or in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else for that matter. And so to have you doing that basically in a mall that most of the time is over half Muslim, that's basically like you being in a mosque doing that, even though it's a public space. And so that's seen as disorderly conduct, you see, because your free speech that Americans have doesn't comport with Islam. So we're adopting the most radical forms of that, not just here, but all over the Western world. Very, very frightening.
Absolutely. This is becoming common, and it's just amazing that a few weeks prior to my arrest, Mall of America had a celebration for the Islamic feast and Islamic holiday, and yet I'm there as a citizen, U.S. citizen. I am in the mall, and I am exercising my First Amendment right. I'm talking in a private conversation. I was not screaming. I was not passing any flyers. I was not, I just talking in a private conversation, and I was interrupted. I was told not to do that, and I stopped doing it. I walked to the coffee shop, and we walked away. But they came after us, and it is true. It is, you know, I fled the persecution. I fled Iran because Sharia law is in full practice there. And 40 years ago, liberals and Islamists, they colluded with each other. They demonized the Shah. And the college campuses, universities, they began to protest and demonize the Shah, and then a revolution took place. 40 years later, Iranians have no right even to say whatever they want to. They have no right to believe what they want to. So this is Sharia in practice. And I was born and raised in a Muslim. I was taught Islam for 19 years, every day of my life. And Islam is the darkest and the most evil ideology that has ever existed in human history.
Raheem, stay right there. We're going to come back and talk about this.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year our troubles will be out of sight.
We cover the frightening, we cover the dangerous, we cover the scary things here because we don't believe you're cowards. We think you have strength and courage and you want to know about the threat and face it. And I think with the global awakening, the resurgence of Christianity, the resurgence of free market ideas and Western culture, I think I bet on the right horse. At least that horse is in the running. Now, if you just joined us, Ramin Parsa grew up in Iran. He was a Christian. He was a Muslim, but then he became a Christian. So again, if you just joined us, Ramin Parsa grew up in Iran. He was a Shiite Muslim. He saw the persecution, saw the horrible things that happened, became a Christian, but now he teaches the gospel. He was just visiting friends, invited to Minnesota, went to the Mall of America. They were having one of their big Islamic events there. They have him constantly. He's going to show some footage for TV viewers. They come over. People talk to him. He says, I was a Muslim, but I'm a Christian now. Well, that's a big crime under Islam, to be a Muslim and then become a Christian. That's punishable by death in Iran, death in Saudi Arabia. So this is obviously upsetting. Well, you've brought in an incompatible group. So now, instead of making them assimilate, no, no, we can't do this. So he's warned by one guard, don't do it. He goes, I'm not. Goes and has coffee. Three guards follow him. They take him. Recap for everybody, because obviously it happened to you, you tell it best, and the fact that they're going ahead with the prosecution here. You're facing jail time, and that's the headline that breaks it all down. Trial pending for ex-Muslim Christian pastor arrested for sharing his testimony in Minnesota. It's come here. So recap what you told us and then get into the other information. It's just amazingly evil.
Yes, as I said, you know, I was invited to speak at a church there in Minnesota, and I went there to speak at a church. After the church, went to the mall, and just to see the mall. And as I was visiting the mall, we ran to some Somali Muslims. They came to us. We talked and had a conversation, a private conversation. And then it led to, you know, they asked me if I'm a Muslim. I said, I used to be. I'm a Christian now. And they asked me, why? Why did you become a Christian? And I was explaining to them, giving them my testimony, and then that's one of the, another Muslim lady who was not a part of the conversation, she went and told the guard that this guy is harassing us and whatever, and then the guard came and he said, hey, you guys cannot do this, this is, you know, we cannot solicit here, and I said, no, I'm not soliciting here, and even the two ladies were listening to me, they were arguing with that lady that, hey, when I hear what happened with this guy, why he changed? And then we just, you know, we saw it's becoming a big motion, and we just walked away. We said goodbye, went to a coffee shop and got some coffee. And when we came out, three guards were waiting for me. And then that's when they arrested me, they handcuffed me, and then they took me to a basement in the mall. And they handcuffed both my hands to a metal chair bolted to the ground. And I told them, I'm a pastor. I'm here to speak at a church. I'm visiting in the state. They said, oh, we arrested pastors before. And so it was so sad to see that such a thing happened in America. You know, who could imagine? Who could imagine that America, which is the beacon of freedom, one day be a place where you, as a Christian, cannot even express yourself or be arrested for sharing your faith publicly? And this is just a disgrace to what's happening to this country, especially in states where liberals are ruling it, and to Minnesota, Michigan. And it's so sad to see that this is happening to America.
Well, here's another example. I mean, there's thousands of these. The UN admits that the persecution of Christians has doubled. We're the most persecuted group in the world. Some years it's over a million are murdered almost exclusively by the hands of Islamicists. And as you pointed out earlier, obviously living there, I studied the history. You had Mohammed Mossadegh. And then, you know, obviously that was a coalition of Islamicists and foreigners that helped overthrow him. Then they got knocked out. Then the Shah came in. He was actually industrializing the nation. Then the CIA double-crossed him, brought in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and then he worked with leftists to overthrow the Shah. That's a historical fact. And then the Islamicists, the Shiite jihadists, they then double-crossed the left and exterminated hundreds of thousands of them. I mean, this is unbelievable how the left always has this alliance with radical Islam. Can you speak from personal experience to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, 40 years ago, the Islamists and the liberals, the leftists, the communists in Iran, what they did, they colluded with each other. They demonized the Shah. It began from schools and universities and college campuses. You know, sound familiar what we see in America today. And they began to demonize the Shah. The Shah is a puppet from America and so forth. So they eventually led to a revolution, and they kicked the Shah out. And Iran, which was one of the leading economy in the world, was one of the major powers in the world. And today is the poorest country, one of the poorest countries in the world, although has a lot of oil and is a wealthy country. But the Islamists and the liberals destroyed that country. And Sharia law, which was a theory prior to that, it became practical. You know, when I was 11 years old, as I was walking on the street to go to school, I saw people being executed publicly in front of my eyes. I saw people hanging from cranes. I saw people be on the, you know, they put people on the bed and they whip them with a whip. with a table, electric table. They would beat these people. And as they know, they told me these are the infidels, these are the mushriks, these are the enemies of Allah, and they deserve that. Until when I was 16 years old, I was arrested myself, and I was beaten, tortured by the Islamic Sharia law police. And that's when I began to question Islam. And shortly after that, my father passed away. And that's when I began to doubt Islam. I began to do a deep study in Islam. And I saw so much darkness in Quran and in Islamic studies. And I lost my faith in Islam. But at the same time, I couldn't deny the fact that there is a God. And I was crying out to God, who are you? Why did you create me? And that's when I heard the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's when he saved my life. And ever since I've been serving the Lord, I get invitations. I just came back from Thailand. I was on a mission trip and sharing the gospels in the mountain with the Buddhist people who are open. And they invited me to share with them the good news of the gospel. But in America, you get arrested for doing that in the Mall of America, even though it was a private conversation. So Sharia law is a dangerous thing. And I warn the American people, I warn the Western civilization that Sharia law and Islam is an enemy to the Western civilization. This is happening. This is not something that is happening recently. This has been happening for centuries. Crusades for which the leftists are blaming Christians for. Crusades were nothing but a defense against Islamic assault against the West. The Islamists were trying to take over the West, and the Europeans began to fight against them and push them back. And today the leftists are blaming Christians for crusades and a Holocaust. Did you know the Holocaust? Islamists are responsible for Holocaust and all the things that they're blaming the Christians for. The Mufti of Jerusalem, he was the one who basically urged Hitler to kill the Jews, because he said if you kick them out, they will come to Israel, they will come to Jerusalem. And so what happened was that's when Hitler made the final solution. In his final solution, he decided to exterminate the Jews. So Islam has been responsible for the death of millions and millions of people.
Well, let's expand on that, because obviously Constantinople is now Istanbul. And it is the fact that the Muslims 1,400 years ago began their assaults. And the Hindus and the Buddhists will tell you over 140 million Hindus, over 100 million Buddhists killed by Islam, which was never there. It invaded, and it's all the way out in the Far East now, as far as you name it, all the way out in the Pacific Ocean, in invasion ships, you name it. This is the fact. And they had to arrest you because the Muslims were going to attack you because you were a former Muslim. When they asked you, hey, who are you? What group are you with? Because you weren't Somali, obviously. You say, hey, I'm from Iran. I'm a Christian now. Well, they said you're bad. And so you had to go because there's no countries that are Muslim and Christian. There's only Muslim countries. It's only Christian countries that let anybody do what they want as part of our Western ethos. And you've experienced that, and I appreciate your courage. How do people get in contact with you or invite you to their church or have you on their show? Do they go to raminparsa.org?
It is Ramin at raminparsa.org. I also have written a book. It's called From Ashes to Glory. Right here, and in the book I explain my own personal testimony, and also I share, I talk about the danger of Islam, the mission of Islam. I talk about Islamic Sharia law, jihad.
Well, sir, you're very, very impressive. We're out of time. Come back in the near future for a full hour, okay?
Sure, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great Christmas. God bless you. All right, we're going to come back. Another big guest, Gerald Celente, joining us. We'll have open phones as well. Please, don't forget, Christmas is almost here. If you get your order in by the 19th, it's guaranteed to come before Christmas in the continental United States. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. And get great products. Every order gets a free T-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. 50 to 75% off. We've never had sales this big. It's a year-end clearance sale. InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and I forgot. All the big one-day specials, up to 75% off of different items, bestsellers, are all back now until the 19th. Everything. The biggest sales in our history, and we need the funds to continue to operate. So thank you all for your support. Give yourself the gift of freedom and a hard fight against the New World Order. You get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.